quality auto parts for your vehicle? Shop one of the 102 Chicagoland O'Reilly Auto Parts stores. You'll find we have convenient locations, thousands of brand name products in stock, extended store hours, everyday low prices, and well-trained professional parts people. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Musicians, it's the biggest guitar, amp, and effects event of the year. Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Over a quarter million guitars, amps, pedals, and accessories. At least 15% off our everyday low price. Every shape, every neck, every finish. Acoustic guitars, just $99. Flame top Les Pauls, 20% off. Now just $159. Three sets of D'Addario electric guitar strings, just $9. It's your chance to save big on the best selection of gear on the planet. Don't miss Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Going on now.
Check out bestof.cbslocal.com for tips on everything from the local music scene, top restaurants, fashion, family-friendly activities, and more. You can find all of this with new lists and articles for your city every day by visiting bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
Join the conversation on the go with Audio Roadshow. Our CBS Local Sports app allows you to live stream your favorite sports talk radio show and actively participate in the conversation. Download the free Audio Roadshow mobile app. Call **326 from your mobile phone. That's **FAN.
For the best local deals and unique experiences in your community, sign up for CBS Local Offers. To save up to 80% on food, shopping, entertainment, and more, go to cbschicago.com and click on Deals. CBS Local Offers. Your city, your deals.
Are you looking for some great ways to better experience your city? Then check out bestof.cbslocal.com for tips on everything from great local restaurants to dine at to amazing places to take the entire family on a weekend. Get the lowdown on the local music scene, top restaurants, fashion, family-friendly activities, and more. You can find all of this with new lists and articles for your city every day by visiting bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
For ideas on family activities that everyone will enjoy, check out CBS Local's Best Of section. Visit the Best Of homepage at bestof.cbslocal.com and get ready for great family fun. CBS Local. We know family and pets. We know local.
Did you find everything you need?
CBS Local's Best Of section has everything you need to look your best for less. We've got smart shopping tips and the lowdown on how to get everything from manicures to miniskirts for cheap. Just visit the Best Of homepage at bestof.cbslocal.com and find new ways to take your style to the streets.
Here's your change.
Wow, I found everything I need.
CBS Local. We know shopping and style. We know local.
Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you can make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true, and going back to college is now easier than ever because now My College Laptop can help you find an online college that will provide you with a laptop to help you earn your degree. Get that laptop now and start earning your degree from accredited online colleges and universities nationwide. Call now, 1-800-594-5197. That's 800-594-5197.
The Bulls and Blackhawks are both fighting for postseason glory. We're the only station in Chicago ready to deliver the level of playoff coverage you crave. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abatacola. Hawks wrap up their three-game series in Milwaukee tonight. Jose Quintana faces Jimmy Nelson. Gordon Beckham starts at third. Emilio Bonifacio will play second. Adam LaRoche plays first base. Jose Abreu not in the lineup. Pregame on the Score starts at 6:35. The Cubs have taken the first two from the Mets at Wrigley. And tonight, Jason Hammel opposes Matt Harvey. First pitch at 7:05. The Bulls are fighting for their playoff lives. Game 6, a possible elimination game for the Bulls, is tomorrow night at the UC. Pau Gasol said today he's going to try and play. Tip-off is at 7. And the Blackhawks open the Western Conference Finals Sunday at Anaheim. They drop the puck, hit the ice, go to war, and begin the battle at 2 p.m.
Wow.
It's playoff time, fellas.
Is that what it is?
Yes, sir.
Bring it out. Is it bringing out your hockey fury?
It brings out my hockey meatballness, and I crave playoff talk. That's why I listen to this show.
Hockey tips.
Hey, did you ever give your hockey tip yesterday, Bernstein? Did you forget about it? I forgot to remind you. So it might be my fault.
Hockey. Well, he didn't give me a damn thing yesterday.
All right, let's get a hockey tip out of you this hour, okay, pal?
I'll try to remember.
I'll remind you, Bernstein.
Okay.
This scoreboard update is brought to you by Del Frisco's Steakhouse, Chicago baseball's favorite restaurant. And Dan Bernstein's my favorite Dan Bernstein, actually, of all the Dan Bernsteins
I've ever. That all the time.
I'm telling you, I shouldn't be.
The other
Dan Bernstein is way more powerful and interesting and intelligent.
What does he do?
And he's even Daniel J. Bernstein, and he's in Chicago.
What does he
but
do?
I don't know him.
He's a really important computer guy. I think he invented.
I don't know him, though.
But.
Isn't your middle initial
We don't know him
J?
Like we know
yes.
you.
Yeah,
I'm not even the most important Daniel J. Bernstein in Chicago.
We don't doubt that he's more interesting.
What are you? You're Daniel what?
Jacob.
Oh, I didn't know you were Jacob.
He's Daniel Julius Bernstein.
Good biblical name, Jacob.
He's a mathematician, cryptologist, programmer, and professor of mathematics and computer science and research professor at the University of Illinois at Chicago.
He's a slapstick comedian.
He's only 43 years old, but he is...
He's not getting a whole hell of a lot better.
He's getting better than I am.
No. Well, that's funny. You're not the most important Daniel J. Bernstein in town. It's like Jay Cutler's not the most important Jay Cutler ever.
Also in Chicago? Who's the other Jay Cutler?
I don't think that bodybuilder guy's in Chicago.
Oh, there's a bodybuilder named Jay Cutler?
Yeah. Hey, did you see they're having a third?
Yep.
Yeah. What are you guys thinking,
back.
Huh?
Not back soon. We're coming
Come on,
way.
Man.
Yep. Another
two's enough.
Potential whooping cough patient.
Oh, sorry I brought that up.
Well, it's true, though.
By the way, congratulations to anti-vaxxers for winning the Tournament of Bad this year. Go team.
That's outstanding. Yeah, that's really good.
Big win for my team.
Well, another one on the way. I'm sure. I'm guessing, Maddie, that the Cutlers haven't changed their mind on this.
Yep.
I haven't seen anything where she's changed her mind, because when you want knowledge, you go to her.
Hey, join 670 The Scores. That's these two knuckleheads, Terry Bors and Dan Bernstein. That's you two, by the way.
Yeah.
For the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour Friday at Side Outs in Island Lake from 1 to 6. And I'm really disappointed I won't be there with you fellas. Because that's basically a home game for me. It's right there. It's like 10 minutes away.
Is it really?
Yeah, I would have gone out for it, but I got stuff to do.
So should I take 94 just up to 176 and take that the whole way over?
Yep, just do that.
Really?
There you go, Daniel.
Is that right?
Yep.
Wow.
Make it nice and easy on yourself.
Okay.
Take it to 176, take that all the way over.
Wow.
Why would you go anywhere else?
Because 176 is the answer for everything.
Because I could sort of hypotenuse it differently.
That's two roads. You drive real fast anyway on the highway.
Yeah, he's awful. Did you ever see him?
Yeah, he's Mario Andretti.
Oh, my
God.
He was
Jewish and short and... did Sports Talk Radio.
He's at the 10-2 slamming it, man.
Fish Remember tailing? When we did 10-2? Remember those hours?
Oh, I do.
Those
I
were
do.
Good.
I do. That's what we used to do. We were bad
noon.
Then.
Oh, high noon Remember was high so noon? Much better than
oh,
the second
what a,
half.
What a oh, segment. God.
Not even close.
Man. Great radio segment that
Secondhand
was.
Secondhand news.
Remember when you guys had producers that cared?
No.
That's right. You never had.
No,
you
none of our really? Guys ever cared.
Oh, sorry, Tan Man. You care.
See, that's why it keeps coming in second.
Well, tomorrow he might actually win. You never know. So anyway, you guys are in Side Outs in Island Lake on Friday, 1 to 6. Come check out the broadcast. You can touch Dan and Terry.
Mm-hmm.
You can enter for your chance to win a pair of Cubs tickets.
Cub ticket.
It's brought to you by Bud Light. Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens, like a bad radio show. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. The next game on The Score is today, National Top Gun Day. It's the Sox and the Brewers at 6:35 on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Webb Hyundai. Visit webhyundai.com today.
Bors and Bernstein.
Ty Springster.
Chicago Sports Radio 670.
That's what we got.
The Score.
That's what we got. 407 Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We've been talking to you all day at 312-644-6767. And in general, some bad, some good. So that's what we do. That's what Bors and Bernstein do. We visit with America.
In Merrillville next, Jordan is on The Score.
Hey, guys. You know what I find funny? Back in March, the people that were calling into the radio station saying, oh, how are the Cleveland Cavaliers going to guard Nico Mirotic and all of this? You know, the shenanigans that was heard then. Now those same people are saying, oh, what is Nico doing? Why is he on the floor? You know, the playoff basketball is just totally different, as we all should know. Unfortunately, a lot of people don't know that. But it goes back to what I've noticed with this series is that it's just a lot of dumb basketball play by the Bulls. You know, it's not necessarily their lack of talent. It's just a lack of smart in key situations on the court.
It's both.
Yeah, there's all elements of a lot of things in there. You know, there. I don't think if you're looking at the bench, I'm not exactly enamored with the play during the course of these playoffs, but and Nico, that hurts. I mean, Nico had a chance. You thought, well, you know what? He hit a shot for it. He seemed fearless and he seemed okay. And then I understand the playoffs are different, and boy, have they been different for him. Woohoo! Have they been different for him?
You're just asking Jimmy Butler to do so much. Yep. You're asking him to stick LeBron James and then
score 25
and then hit huge baskets for you. All game, big moments.
Yep.
That's not fair. He can't do it. Even if he's having a great game, to ask that guy to match James on both ends is
tough.
It's tough.
Yeah, it's.
And then to keep doing it with all of these minutes throughout. I mean, what is he going to have left in the next game?
I think there was 20 some seconds between the minute him and LeBron played last night. Like 20 seconds or something between the two. So he's there whenever LeBron's there, and that's just the way it's going to have to be. And he still scores. He still had a decent night scoring. But, dude, look, there's no one to guard that guy one-on-one. You can say he's the stopper. No, he's not. I mean, LeBron, you know what? It's rarely to me that he has an off day because you're guarding him so well. He creates space on every shot. He's hit those shots. He makes those shots. Sometimes he misses those shots. He's missed a lot of them this series. But I can't sit around here and say, well, yeah, that's because Jimmy's pressured him. Well,
and the Bulls have officially now listed Pau Gasol as probable with left hamstring strain. But that doesn't mean probable that he can really play. It means probable that he's going to be in uniform and actually out there.
Provided there
are no setbacks. I don't know if you can start him. And I guess I'd have to ask an athletic trainer, but some suggest that when you have a guy who already has the vestiges of a hamstring injury, it's harder to get him up and down. Like once you're out there, you kind of got to leave him out there because you don't want it tightening up.
Yeah. Yep. I don't know if he can contribute. I don't know. All I know is that it's very difficult. It's very difficult for this team. I mean, you found two guys who basically carried your offense, Derek and Jimmy. What, can somebody else please help?
Well, Dunleavy did. You got 19 points from Dunleavy.
Yeah, he did. In one game, though.
Right.
I mean, others were not so much. I mean, and they did come back last night. I mean, I thought that thing was like a wrap. Get out of here. 17 points.
Well, Cleveland thought so too.
Yeah, I think so.
I think that's probably.